Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
TikTok's future. We're looking at that this morning. Evan Brown has been following this. And with this deal that's been announced, Evan, we know so far it's going to continue to operate in the U.S. thanks to a group of mostly American investors. But what else do we know about it?
Well, I think that's really the big takeaway is that a U.S. consortium of companies led by Oracle will be the ones that will control it, at least in the U.S. market. As that will now be accountable to U.S. regulators and even law enforcement if necessary, which is something that the Chinese operation of it has been able to skirt. China will still own, I think, as much as 20% of this, and so they'll be able to reap the financial rewards of their product being used in the U.S. market, but they won't have a say over how things will operate, or at least they're not supposed to. And that is better for American national security and also for personal security. TikTok is known for harvesting data and for manipulating its algorithm to manipulate its users. And often its users are younger, and this could put people at personal risk.
Now, so often we heard, well, it's not China, it's ByteDance, it's this company. But just the fact that it was Chinese President Xi that this deal had to be hammered out with, doesn't this prove the point of everyone who's been saying, hey, look, everyone is walking around with the Chinese government on their phone?
There's a lot of, I'll just say, naive Americans who like to Americanize the rest of the world, who think that a Chinese-based company is operating independently of the Chinese government. It most certainly is not. It is a tool of the Chinese government, which is in and of itself a tool of the Chinese Communist Party, which has plans and visions of ruling certainly their part of the world, but also really the rest of the world. These are not peaceful people. They may not make hot wars in the way Russia does, but they are in a quest to economically and socially control as much of the world as they can. And they've been able to begin to do that using and manipulating social media, which so many people has been some kind of has been feeling as some kind of liberating tool, where I quite frankly, I think it's contributed to some very bad things. One of the biggest flexes China has made vis-a-vis TikTok, if you remember about a year or so ago, a number of younger Americans who were old enough to vote were running around saying, you know, I read Bin Laden's letter after 9/11. It kind of makes a lot of sense what he's talking about. Well, because a very slanted view of that letter and the history of 9/11 was being presented to people via TikTok, really probably at the orders of the Chinese Communist Party. And that was a flex that was saying, look what we can make your young people think. Why do we want that type of tool to be under the control of someone who is an ideological enemy of ours? And that is what China truly is. They are an ideological enemy of the United States and of the Western world. They make no, they don't hide that. They're actually very open about it. That doesn't mean we can't coexist with them, and it doesn't even mean sometimes we can't even work with them on certain things. But we have to keep our guard up and understand that they mean to supplant us.
Well, really interesting. Evan, thanks so much for the update. We appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.